Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello again, it's me, Vera Lynn, and I know times are hard at the moment, what with me being dead and all, and Joe Wicks stopping his daily PE sessions. I just want you to know that we're all thinking of you while you heave your bloated hulks about in your living rooms, looking for all the world like a beached whale fruitlessly trying to roll itself back into the sea. And we know you're doing it for the greater good, all the while praying the postman won't come just as you start doing the squat thrusts and see you with your t-shirt riding up your back. And it's hard, isn't it, having to endure a man who does David Brent impressions so constantly that he's actually locked in now. And every quiz he does about capital cities and football, and every day, listening to that George Ezra song and saying, I love this song. The man, a walking confirmation of the high rotation music policies of every commercial radio station in the country. Well, friends, the daily sessions with Joe Wicks are coming to an end after today. But I don't want you to worry, because
we'll squat again, once more we'll feel the pain. But I know we'll squat again in the second wave. Try not to shout when your liver's peeping out of your bum hole and your kidneys misbehave. But I have to admit that I've got more fit doing all this stuff. So do I regret every foul epithet I've grunted at my TV set? No, I do not, for the man is a prod, and I'll get my second wind for the second wave.
Thank you, forces everywhere.
Not today, thank you.
Oh, it's Friday. Come on and celebrate, celebrate, oh yeah.
Not today, thank you.
I can't be bothered anymore.
Not today, thank you.
You know, there were times doing this podcast where I feel like I don't know where to go. I don't know what, you know. And it might be, maybe I might need a little break. I might pre-record a couple of next week's podcasts, just to kind of get my breath back, sort of refocused a little bit. I feel like I lost my way a bit in the last couple of weeks. That said, then you get things happening in the news and you're like, oh, Dominic Raab. I don't know why I looked any further than Dominic Raab, okay? I'm really dim, okay? But work really hard. Now, some people have said, why? That's not fair, calling Dominic Raab stupid. But let's look at the evidence, guys. I can't not look at the evidence. Black Lives Matters, his words, Black Lives Matters, the whole Black Lives Matters movement. Can you even pluralize successfully? He went on talk radio yesterday to talk to the fabulous Julia Hartley Brewer. It's a wonderful woman, that. She's got such humanity. Anyway, saying that the taking the knee, the sort of symbol of the Black Lives Matters movement, being a symbol of subjugation. And actually, I'm pretty sure it goes back to Game of Thrones. More of a symbol of subjugation. No, it doesn't! Of course it does! Martin Luther King. But actually, apparently, it goes as far back as the 18th century and the abolitionist movement. And it's not the not knowing. You're allowed not to know things. That's fine. If he had the guts to say, I don't know what the origins of that are, I should go and find out. That's fine. But making that pronouncement based on what you watched on telly last night betrays the insane arrogance of the man. I mean, you've got to be really dumb to think that you to form a theory like that and then just say it nationally without any checking. Yeah, look, okay, look, I respect people who choose to do a salute, but I'm not going to salute anyone, okay? I'm not going to be saluting anyone. Saluting, my understanding is it actually comes from Battlestar Galactica, and it's actually about hailing hybrid robot mutant overlords, so I'm not going to be doing that. You're not going to get me doing that. He's Foreign Secretary! Is this really the brightest and the best we can offer? The world! Hi, world! This is our representative! This man embodies Britain! Perhaps he's perfectly on point. Perhaps he's the absolute best choice we could have. Now I think about it.
Yeah, I didn't know about how important Dover Calais is.
Didn't you? Why didn't you check?
And another amazing fact for you, Fry's Turkish Delight is actually made here. So, you know, you've got to ask, why are we letting Turkey into NATO?
Also, wow, the missus.
The only people I'll kneel for are the Queen and the missus, when I proposed.
The missus! The missus!
Hello again, this is Brinsley, dear love, with That's Lovely. Broadcasting lovely things to lovely people, sent in by lovely people since 1977. And here's an email from Julie, who says, Dear Ms. Briny, dear glove, it's Brinsley, dear love, it's honestly not difficult. As a recent convert to your long-running show, I feel I'm somewhat an amateur at submitting things to That's Lovely, but I really do appreciate your input and feedback to the images provided, all of which I took myself in the same weekend whilst staying with a friend. We went for a lovely walk and had an early night and a spot of breakfast before we parted ways. Kind regards, Julie. Well, now let's have a look. And oh, that's lovely. A sun-kissed bay, people bobbing about in the water. That is lovely, the foaming sea at the front there. Oh, and that's lovely, gosh. A spreading oak tree, two of them almost like lovers entwined, their branches. And what a stunning sunset, that's lovely. Deep, vivid hues, purples, ambers, oranges, yellows and blues. That's lovely. And...
Wow. Wow. That is not... That is no way to serve cereal. That is not lovely. God. Whilst that is not lovely... That is not lovely. Human ingenuity never fails to... amaze me. reminds me of a joke, the punchline of which is, why? Ain't you got no vase? That's quite compelling. Right. She even turned the milk brown. That's all from me. Let me just say it very clear. Brinsley, dear love, for this week... We may have some more That's Lovely for you next week, provided my email hasn't been shut down by then. That's mad. Right. Do let's press on. Hannah has emailed to say, "Morning, Jake. Hopes all is well with you and the poddies." Not my word. I've just remembered that Jack Whitehall, when he was on Desert Island Discs, pointed out that Circle of Life from The Lion King starts with, deep breath, "Arsene of anger. Once heard can never be unheard." Arsene finger. Take care and stay safe, Hannah. Thank you very much indeed for that. Appreciate that. Neil's sent a thing for tonight. So we're doing another watch along tonight. If you're not a Patreon, but you'd like to watch some weird, mad things, what is that? With us, we'll do it, I think, probably about 9:30 tonight. He sent a link called A New Pope, and that looks mad. All right, we'll definitely check that out. Also on the list for things we might have a look at, not necessarily all of these, but the adventure game. Do you remember that? Uncle. He was an Aspidistra, I think. It was a sort of game show set, a planet. Nightmare, Bullseye, Treasure Hunt, Crypto Factor, The Interceptor. There's loads of suggestions from Neil. And, all of that. I think I said all of that. Did I already say all of that? Jesus Christ, I'm losing my mind. I don't think I did. Oof. Anyway, have a think about joining Patreon if you'd like to watch along. It's patreon.com/nottodaypod. And for as little as $2, you can watch me get a bit drunk and slag off some television. What more could you want? I think that's sort of more or less it for today. It's only a short one, but I'm going to get my breath back over the weekend. You shouldn't experience any break in service. Thanks indeed to everyone who's contributed. Do appreciate it. And I will see you on Monday. All the best. Lots of love now. Take care of yourselves and each other. Yes, that was Jerry Springer I just quoted. Definitely need a break.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.